Well, you know, it's just it's doing the right things week by week, executing the game plan, just the small things that make the big things happen. And that's just how you got to take it day by day. I'm ready for Arrowhead to be rocking and rolling. You know, it'll be my first time in a packed house, just going out there and playing free and having some fun in front of them. So that is that's definitely one of the big things I'm looking forward to, is playing in front of this awesome crowd that we got.
I'm looking forward to that game. How would you describe the strongest part of your team right now?
You know, we're all working together to be accountable at each and every single part of this offense, you know, whether it's blocking, catching, running the ball, throwing the ball, you know, everybody's coming together and we're going to try and go out there as one. Well, I don't want to get into too much. We're taking our strengths and putting it out there on the field. And we have a lot of athletes on the offensive side of the ball. And with that being said, you know, I think it'll be fun to see what Smitty can do with it.
How good is it going to feel for you that now you finally get a chance to be in a game? I mean, this has been a kind of a rough road for you, but now
I'm going to try and release the beast, man. I'm going to let everything go out there. I'm going to put in the work that I have to put in now, so that when I get out there on Sunday, I can just play free and play fast.
You had a great preseason, big numbers. There's maybe a little bit of expectation on you. I mean, you think you can translate that to the regular season now? I mean,
nobody puts more expectation than I do on myself, you know, and that's how you gotta handle it. Every single week, I'm going to go ahead and try and step it up a notch for this week. I'm just going to take it day by day and perfect my craft up until Sunday.
I was talking with Aaron Murray earlier. He was talking about how vocal the team meetings are, offensive meetings. You guys bounce a lot of ideas off of one another. What's it like being in that room and seeing all that work? And what's it like going through that work?
I mean, we got a lot of smart guys on this team. And definitely football intelligence is a top priority in Andy Reid's offense. So, I mean, just being around the experience, having Anthony in my room specifically is a pleasure. But, I mean, these guys understand football and they know what they got to do to win.
You think that's what success is about in the NFL? I mean, everybody's athletic. It's the NFL.
It definitely plays in, that's for sure.
Hey Kelsey, you know, I know you've kind of covered this before, but how tough was it for you sitting there watching all last year as your teammates had success and you just had to watch?
Yeah, I mean, it was a really frustrating time, man. But I'd rather not go into the dark ages, and because right now I'm living high and I'm ready to get things rolling on Sunday.
Yeah, how do you, you know, kind of tamper down the excitement? Because, I mean, you got 1 week until you finally make that debut in front of your fans.
I mean, I'm as excited as everyone else is to see what I can do out there. Like I said earlier, I put the most expectations on myself more than anyone could possibly put on me. So I'm putting in the work now so that Sunday I can really just go out there and let it go.
Are you a fantasy football guy, man?
I don't live in a fantasy world, man. I'm living the dream, but I don't live in a fantasy world.
What if I were to tell you it seems like I kind of identified you as a sleeper guy, like a sleeper pick? A lot of people seem to be drafting you lately. Your stock is on the rise.
Hopefully I won't be a sleeper for too long, you know?
Yeah.